is we're going to do a book study, a Bible study in our class that we would normally do in a small group outside of church. And so this series that I have is called SOT, which is Soldiers of Truth Training, is your handout that you have, and the same one I gave you last week. And so if you wasn't here two weeks ago, we're going to kind of go through it again and get going. But what we're going to do is a group Bible study where everybody has something to do or be reading and studying each day of the week. And we'll come back and kind of work together and kind of see what we've learned, what you may have learned, what I may have learned. And we're going to try to do this as a group instead of just me getting up and you know, shooting my big mouth off about things that, you know, that maybe I've studied out. In other words, you guys are going to have to study a little bit. And so you guys need to read a little bit, because you can't just depend on the pastors of the church to get your Bible. Okay? You need to be pulling it out yourself, because we are not, and I'm on tape here, we are not a Southern Baptist church. Do you guys know that, right? I grew up Southern Baptist church. My wife grew up in a Southern Baptist church. They're fantastic about getting you saved. They're terrible about training you and giving you the Bible. Well, most of them. I can't say all of them. But they have this, when you go into a Southern Baptist church, typically, they basically believe, the people in general, that it's the pastor's job to do all the soul winning, to do all the Bible teaching, and all the preaching. And that is not what the Bible teaches. Okay, I'm really kind of down on Southern Baptists, because I used to be one. And so in the Southern Baptist minute, I'll just throw this out. When pastors retire through the Southern Baptist Association, you get a higher income in retirement if you have a doctor's degree. And I'm like, that goes against everything in my being, because I'm just a simple monkey. Thanks for that, Roger. You know, there are times when I think I pick on you too much, but there are times when I think that. Monkey see, monkey do, guys. It's very simple, okay? But, and then you got this hierarchy. And what's God say about Nicolaitans in the Bible? He hates them, because they have this lordship over the people. And yet, I don't really like that either. Maybe it's because I am not one of those pretty, wonderful, flowery speaker type people. Okay, you guys know that, right? Except for Mark, he probably hadn't picked up on that yet. God doesn't care about your looks and how talented you are and how better speaker. You know what he's looking at on us? He's looking at our heart. And for years I've heard people coming from the churches that I've come from, God only sends out to be missionaries, pastors, and teachers his very best. If you stop with that statement, I'll say that's not right.
In the church that I grew in Michigan, when I had received Jesus, you're either a missionary or a mission field, and that's it. You know, you either do it the way God wants you to do it, or you have to receive.
You're both. But bottom line is, God does send out his very best, but really, if you don't have that willing heart. And so there will be people that comes to Brian, and they'll go, hey, I really believe that God wants me to be a missionary to Timbuktu. Does anybody know where that is? You've heard that, right? You've never checked it out? That's a place in Africa. Timbuktu. Okay. And you know what Brian is going to say? Well, if you believe that's where God wants you to be, we'll train you to what you need to have. And then, if that's still the case, we're going to try to help you get there. He didn't look, he won't look at him and said, well, you're not a real good speaker, so you can't go. or you don't give enough tithe, so we're going to put you on this slow track. They shouldn't be doing it. We're like, God looks at the heart, and then he'll get you trained to go. Okay, it's not your aptitude, so you don't have to be the top of your class for God to use you. I tell people all the time, my wife was in the top, way up there. I married up. And I wasn't that bad, because I was in the top of the lower third of my class. God is looking for a willing heart. That's what he's looking for. And so it's all of us. And so I said all this to get to this. This study is going to get all of us in the same boat. We're all going to be studying. We're all going to be reading. We're all going to be writing. We're all going to be working together. So let me go through this, because I said I was going to get done with this. So let me get back through it. Soldiers of Truth training. And so what are God's people going to do together? How will they spend their time? Being spoon-fed by the pastor, which a lot of people do, or feeding themselves? Okay, in SOT, we're going to be trusting to shake ourselves from the mediocrity that envelopes so much of the church life. When we share what we learn, we motivate and encourage others. Okay, that's why there are some guys that when they're teaching class, they don't want to ask questions. They want to just do what their thing. And that's okay, but learning is a two-way street. So I want you guys engaged as much as I am. That's why I ask questions. Plus, I don't want people falling asleep. But if you're coming to class just to come to class,
go someplace else.
Yeah. You're getting ripped, because this isn't that fantastic. You know, there's better people. There's prettier people that speak more flowery and have nicer teeth than me. You're getting ripped. Okay? This is not a country club here. Okay? This is a church following. I'm beating that. I'm sorry. So, Bible study is not as hard as some people would think, but it is, but we have excuses all the time why people can't study their Bible. You know? And you know them. You probably use them. And you know what it is. But you know what? You're never going to know the mind of God if you only digest fragments through someone else's devotionals or their studies. And so this course hopefully will help us to be a skilled student in the Bible. And this course will not make you a skilled student of the Bible, but it will help give you some more skills needed to become a student of the Bible. And that's what we all need to be. We all need to be studying the Bible ourselves. So the purpose of this class is to provide an avenue of accountability. You may have a blank there. Is to provide an avenue of accountability for which the goals of discipleship are engaged, to put you in a place of individual consecration. There's your second blank. And applying the results of study in your ministry responsibilities. So the purpose of this course is to help us with our personal walk. Whether it's a daily walk, whether it's your ministry walk, whether it's you're teaching somebody in discipleship, and so it goes right along with discipleship. And so the goals of this particular study, it's going to center on the accountability of the man or woman of God in these three areas. Now here they are. Number one, accountability to the Word of God. Accountability to the Word of God provides wisdom to the sinner, and the task with this goal is to become a wise man or woman of God. So this reinforces goal one of discipleship. So again, you're going to see this study is going to mesh right with discipleship. Okay? I didn't buy this online. I mean, this is homegrown, okay? And how's it do that? By providing a personal accountability to study the Word on a regular basis. That's the problem I have in my life. It's hard to stay consistent because everything in life wants to pull you away from your Bible study. Everything in your life wants to pull you away from your Bible reading. Everything in this life wants to pull you away from your ministry and what you need to be doing. And yet we got to stay focused on what does God want us to do. Okay, let me throw this out. God is more interested, more concerned with our relationship with Him on a daily basis than by what ministry we're involved in. Okay? We look at Brian Pastner. I use this for an example. I probably said it in here. God is more concerned about his relationship with Brian's relationship with him than Brian being the pastor of our church. Okay? That's hard to sink in because you're like, oh, Brian's job is to do this. Yeah, but God is more concerned about, isn't God concerned about our church? Absolutely. Isn't he concerned about everything in our church? Absolutely. But with Brian, he's more concerned about his relationship that he has than by what he does. Yes, Sharon?
And we can see that if you watch or read Facebook, he posts things every day about what he has seen in God's Word that day. And that's really neat. I mean, he's really showing us the fact that he relies on God's Word, and he lets God's Word guide him.
Yeah, so he's a really good example. So a lot of people, and it's really easy because I understand this, you can get in this mode where this is just what you do. This is your ministry. This is, and wait a minute. If your relationship with the Lord's not where it needs to be, that ministry that you're doing is not going to be worthwhile. So God wants us concerned with Him on that relationship. And that's what I hope this class, or this study will do. And we need to be consistent at it. Okay? So it's the time when you're like, I don't have time to read my Bible today. I got too many things to do. No, that's when you need to be in your Bible. Or I've got all these things happening. You need to be in your Bible some way, somehow during the day. And during our class here, we're going to talk about one or times we, you know, for me, it's good to do it early in the morning. Maybe you're not like that. Maybe you need it. Maybe you want to do it at night. Your personal close time with the Lord. It doesn't make any difference. Make sure it's a priority. Okay. Number two, accountability to, ooh, this is different, co-laborers and fellow soldiers. So this class is going to help us to be more accountable to the people we're ministering with. Okay? And worship. It says, proficiency in ministry provides a bow to the soldier, and the task with this goal is to learn the function as a team and the mission. This reinforces goal number two of discipleship by developing Bible-based relationships through worship. Now, worship is what? It's not just singing songs on Sunday morning. Worship is, get this, it's our reading the Bible. It's our studying the Bible. It's our personal prayer life. It's ministering. All of that, it's singing. It's our life. Our life should be a life of worship to the Lord. Okay? And so that's one of my little pet peeves. Well, the worship service or the worship leader, and a lot of people think that's the songs. No, the songs are just us singing back to the Lord what should be in our hearts. The whole worship service is the whole service, okay? Not just the singing part. And then the worship part goes more than that for us. It's not just Sunday morning. It should be all day Sunday. Every day except for Thursday. No, every day. Okay? So we got to get that in our head. Number three. Accountability is, this course will help give us accountability to the pastor. And that's why we're doing this course. Because you guys need to straighten up. Now some of you are kind of looking at me weird. Because, no, I'm kidding. But we are accountable to the pastor. Instead of, you know, there are a lot of churches, all they want to do is pick on the pastor. I've been there. And any little thing he does, they'll jump on him. Or he didn't do this, or he didn't do that. Hey, how about we jump on every, you know, you can jump on anybody if you want. I mean, but here's the deal. The pastor has a tough job. He's there, but he's there to teach us and help us to be what we need to be for God. So this course is going to help us also to be accountable to the pastor. And again, there's seven pastors here, so you guys really got to work hard. Okay. So responsibility in supporting the pastor provides a sword to the builder. And the task with this goal is to become a watchman at the side of the pastor who is ready to sound the trumpet. This reinforces goals number 3 and 4 of discipleship by getting people to adjust to work on a structured team. So that's why we need to work together as not only a class, that's why we work as a Bible team, that's why we need to work as a church. Okay? And the thing that's really hard in this church is we're kind of splintered by different avenues, you know, and some of that's our age. Some of it's where we sit in the sanctuary. Some of it is what ABF class you're a part of. Some of it is what functions you go to at the church. And so, and I got to be careful with this because with me, it's like everything Bible. Everything Bible assembly. And yet, there's a kids ministry in our church that needs to be there. There's a life addictions program that needs to be there. And all those things are important too. And so we need to work together as a church to accomplish what God wants us to do. And I know I'm talking to the choir, so let me keep moving. So what are we going to learn in this? Each session will cover the basics of putting together and delivering an SOT message. So, plus, you will hone your study skills by a verse-a-day study, writing out a Bible book, doing a Bible book study, doing a Bible chapter study, doing a character study, and by doing a character quality study, and how to preach. So when we get done with this, you guys will be preachers. And we can just, I'll go up to Brian and we'll see if we can get you guys a spot. Okay. You don't have to be in front of the church to be a preacher, okay? And then if you women that go, well, Bible says the women can't preach. Oh, yes, they can. We get preached to all the time, men, right? No, I mean, okay, so requirements. Be here on church on time.
That's going to be a problem.
And again, this study is for like a personal study group outside of church, but we're going to do it here. So it's just kind of funny. Be ready with each assignment, outlines and memory work. And we're not playing games, or I don't want to waste your time. And I just want everybody to be engaged in our study that we're going to go through. Again, bring a pen or pencil. Everybody got one? Okay, so I don't have to tell you. I mean, you guys know the deal.
I feel like I started high school.
Are you? Okay. Take that as a compliment. And not derogatory. So, I'm thinking you're younger, right? I'm thinking you guys are in high school. In a good sense. And you're like, no. Okay. And so basically we're going to be, you know, we're going to be reading and prayer with memory verses. We're going to do some outlines. We're going to do some notes. So, again, bring your Bible and have an attitude to apply these principles. Okay? So we need to be of one mind. We need to be like-minded in the words of God. And we need each to be invested in Christ together. This is not a study course. Hopefully this will be things that you can put in your life and become a daily part of your life by just going through this study. Okay? And we want people to help motivate one another. And we're going to come together as a group to encourage people and to help them as we go through this study. Okay? Is there any more blanks on your paper? Have I got them all filled in?
C.
Okay. Is it SOT provides us the structure?
Yes.
Okay. And so this class will provide the structure for what every Christian should already be doing. So again, what's the structure? It's to provide a structure for you to do what God commands of every Christian, to keep one another accountable to the Word of God, develop a relationship with people based on the Word of God, to help prepare us to be fit vessels, and to develop a teamwork in ministry, one in mind. Okay? So there are 3 things that we must do to put upon the foundation of a new Christian life. The Christian life is mastered, and the life of the Christian is to mature when he learns these 3 R's. Okay? The first one is reading. Okay? The second one is referencing. That's the third one. So reading, I'm sorry, reading, writing, and referencing. Okay?
Okay. A comment. In the future, do not... Okay, it's hard for me to read the white on the gray because of my eyesight now and everything. So if you can keep it all the same color or something, I don't know.
Okay.
It's hard.
It's hard to read.
Is it? It's not the best, so I apologize for that. So we'll see what I can do with that. So, again, this... The three R's, reading, writing, and even though writing, I know it doesn't start with an R, but it has the sound. Okay. So reading, that's what I was missing my notes. Reading, writing, and referencing the Bible. So help us to establish. So we're going to be studying the book of Ephesians. That's going to be our study. Okay. And so, for next week, here's what I want you to do, because I'm giving you homework. I want you to write out Chapter 1 of Ephesians in however you want to print it, cursive, I don't care. You want to type it, do that. I'd probably do it by hand, though.
Should we diagram it?
For you, yes. We always have that person that wants to do extra credit work in class, and that is Roger. And I didn't really think he would be that person, but...
He needs to be.
Okay. So we're going to do the book of Ephesians. So for next week, let's write out chapter number 1, okay? So how many of you have a Strong's concordance at home? Okay. So apparently all of you. You guys don't have a Strong's? You can rent one. You can check one out from the library next door. So maybe you ought to check that out for a little bit. There's probably nobody else using it anyway. Nobody uses our library. Anybody in here use our library?
Yeah.
Okay, Angela does. You've used it.
I don't know how.
Yeah, there's no one ever in there.
Who do you go to?
You
go in there and you just get a book off the shelf and take it home and then bring it back when you're done. That's basically kind of it, but there's a little checklist in there to do that. But there's some excellent books in there. There's some excellent things. There's concordances. There's all kinds of... Half of my bookcase is going to be in there because I don't have room for it, and I'm bringing it here. So, and that's true because I'm like, I got too many books. And I don't want to get rid of them because they're good books. So Matthew Henry's commentary, I had one. I didn't use it all the time. It's down here. So... And if you guys have some biblical books that you don't use anymore, give them to the library. So anyway, get a Strong's. How about eSword? You got eSword on your phone, computer?
I usually don't have a computer.
Can you put eSword on a phone? You can, right? That's a Bible program that'll help you. It'll have Strong's on it. Do you have a dictionary at home?
I don't know.
I doubt it anymore.
These couple up here in front, they need help. Okay.
We got rid of a lot of stuff when the kids graduated.
Okay. They sell a Webster's 1828 in the book resource, which is awesome.
eSword has that as well.
eSword has it?
Yeah, I downloaded it.
Okay, so if you're a computer or phone person, you can get this all online. If you're a book person like me, you got to have the book. And so, and if you read the beginning of that book, Noah Webster's, the 1828 one, the person that put that all together and it has a bunch of Christian information on the front of it, it needs to be in all the schools. That's what that book was, the one in 1828 is for schools. It's supposed to be taught in schools for not just the dictionary, but what's in the front of it. And the lady that edited it and put all that in, her last name was Hall, so you need to listen to her. I kept looking to see if I might be related to her, but I couldn't find that because most of my people are thieves and horse, you know. But it didn't fit. So for this week, read the book of Ephesians. I'm going to just have you read the whole book, but I want you to write down chapter 1. Okay, and let's see what else I want you to do. And if you want to do a little bit each day, I would suggest that. So I would say write it out, and each morning just go through a chapter, just have the chapter read by next week, okay? And so Here's some things I also want you to be thinking about as you go through this. Number one, did you find out anything new while you were writing out the chapter or reading the book? And write that down. Okay? Is that on your handout?
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, did you see anything by writing that you did not see by reading? Because when you write it out, it's a lot different. It goes through your brain different. I remember when I was working full-time and running different crews and all that, I'd drive Carrie nuts because I write lists for everything. And I would write it out. And you know, if that list got thrown away or I lost it, it was still in here because I wrote it out that morning. And it's still that way today. And you guys know I have lists. Did I have a list in the armory yesterday?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So you know I'm tough on that. But when you write a list down for things you got to do or whatever, you get it in your head and it's totally different than having it on paper. Okay. So write it out. Did writing out help you remember anything? That's one of the questions. Did God speak to you in any way as you were writing it? You know, I don't know about you, but when you read the Bible, you should come up with questions. Right? When you read the Bible, it's like sometimes I end up with more questions after reading the chapter than I had before I started reading it. And like, why did this happen? Why did that happen? You know, so, and then you got to think about it and you got to ask the Lord and the Lord will give you your answers. Or you may go back and study it out later. I used to tell people, do your Bible reading in the morning. If you got a question, write it out and then go check it out that night when you have time. Okay. Did God speak to you in any way as you were writing it? And was it applicable to any situation in your week or your day? And a lot of times that happens all the time. A lot of times when I'm teaching a subject in here, my daily Bible reading gives me information to cross-reference that goes with the lesson. And I'm clean across Old Testament, New Testament. It's like, ooh, God just gave me this to help me out with this. And God will do that in our life too. He'll give us a verse that we needed somewhere in that day. Okay, to help us through something going on in our life. So did reading this or reading the book or writing down chapter one help you endure any trial? Did it come up in any conversation? And did the Holy Spirit remind you of it at any time that day or later in the week? And so one other thing I would say when you go through this, and again, this is fairly light. Read the book. There's six chapters in Ephesians, right? Read that through the week, but write out one chapter. But be reading the book every day till next Sunday. And I don't care, you could read it 10 times. You can't read it enough, okay? But at least read through it and just see and meditate on it. Ask God, so I don't quite understand this verse. And then bring that back up. What was God trying to tell me in that verse? What do I need to know? And just see what God does. So that's kind of where we're going to be at this week. I'm not going to put any more on it than that. So what's our homework?
Read it every day.
Okay.
Are you going to grade us on our format?
I wasn't going to. No. And so I will be doing this. You guys will be doing that. And hey, and if we just... And we'll talk about this next week, you know, what we've done, and then we'll keep moving forward, okay? So again, what we're doing is a small group Bible study in our small group in here.
Are we doing this?
Otherwise, we would have to just pick out somebody's house and go to it every week. And this is so much easier because we can all just come here. Okay. All right, so let's pray, and we're going to... I'm 5 minutes over, but I'm still 10 minutes early, so we'll get out of here. Father in heaven, we come before you, Lord. I just thank you for this study that we're going to go through on the book of Ephesians. And Lord, I pray that we'd all learn, you know, why did you put Ephesians in your book, and what do you want us to know from this book? And I pray that you would open our eyes up to see things that we've never seen. I pray that you would make it personal to us, and Lord, I just pray that as we study your word daily and as we write it out, Lord, that our relationship with you would be better, it would be closer, and it would help us know you better as our Lord and as our Savior. So I pray for that for our group. I pray that you give us a week this week, Lord, where we can be a witness to you with the people around us. Give us the words to say. Give us open doors. Help us to see that. And Lord, help us to realize our time is short and we need to be all about serving you and getting your word out. And we just thank you for that. And I pray again for everyone that's here. And I pray that we would be diligent with this study. And Lord, I thank you for it. And I ask you give us a great week. In Christ's name, amen.